Doubt, whose eternal eye embraced millions of worlds, doubt has foreseen everything before it actually happened and has allowed it to be. O limitless being, forgive human weakness which measures thee by a created measure and desires to comprehend thy destinies. In vain are our dim eyes filled in thee, who art covered with darkness, and as with a secret place. Thy pointed degrees are always holy, but no one of mortals will comprehend thy ways. Thy avenging truth is also witness to thy goodness. The first man did not recognize the price of freedom, but used thy goodness for evil. Yet, in accordance with thy wisdom, the punishment of our forefather became a salutary lesion for us, his descendants. We all suffered because of his mistake, but we remember that punishment followed inevitably upon the misuse of freedom. With the loss of our first innocence, we lost also a part of that perfection to which we were destined in our condition of bliss. But doubt did not leave us. Doubt this give us enough strength to rise to thee, holiest of holy, even amidst evil. We are still able to purify our polluted souls with the heavenly flame of grace and to form them in thy semblance. Before thou didst establish the foundations of the earth, before thou didst set the sun on fire, before the beginning of ages, thy omnipotence gave birth to the lawgiver of Gentiles, the redeemer of the sons of Adam. These creatures were inclined to sin and did not turn away from it after the destructive deluge sent upon them by thee. Yet even after the deluge, men always remained an object of thy mercy. Thou hast kept sending to them thy prophets, whose duty it was to reveal to mankind its blessed future and to announce the coming of the Messiah. Those who walked in thy light continued humbly and hopefully watching for the fulfillment of thy promises, while the pagans tested the reliability of the predictions of the prophets and enlightened them with thy spirit. Finally, the years of waiting were over. They had been lengthened because of the lack of patience on the part of the believers and because of the contrariety of the unbelievers. One prophecy after another met with fulfillment, and then doubt, O eternal and changeless truth, did fulfill them all. Hebrews 1:1-3. O my soul, filled with holy reverence, think about the mystery of your redemption. Trembling above, adorn the Lord rejected by Israel and acknowledged by the Gentiles. He who is eternal assumed the image of man. The Creator became united with his creatures, walked among them, established their path to perfection, and gave them a part of his own blessedness. O God, thou whose benefits are countless as the miracles contained by the heavens and all the worlds, it was not enough for thee to descend into a mortal body to show to the erring humankind its way to the King Heaven, and to hand down to man laws such as are the manifest heavenly origin as their contents, establishment, and purpose clearly revealed. This was not enough for thee. Thou didst not spare thyself, but hast subjected thyself to the law given by thee to the lawless. doubtless walk in the same ways which had the mistaken creatures to their goals. Thou hast taught by thy example how the righteous remain pure in the midst of a world filled with error and wickedness. Thou hast taught us to recognize that the brief earthly life is that precious thing for which we can buy real life, namely eternity. Thy entire life on earth was an unbroken chain of wise and beneficial deeds, heavenly examples, which thou didst hand down to the lawless, who did not recognize thee and thy humility, persecuted thee for thy truth, and hated thee for thy way of life. How these ungrateful creatures failed to know thee. Thou didst endure in the world for the length of time which was appointed for this purpose from the beginning of time. Finally, there came that solemn day predicted by the prophets which had to complete the divine work of reconciliation. Thy suffering multiplied. Thou wert delivered to thine enemies, dragged from one judge to another, ridiculed, spat at, martyred, and condemned to death. Neither holiness nor innocence was spared the horrible sentence of death. O lamp, unending lamp, thou didst shed thy blood on the cross for thy murderers. Thy death was the conciliatory sacrifice for our crimes, the seal of eternal truth that was put on thy revelation. Thy death shook the earth and darkened the sky. None except those who were culpable of thy death remained unconvinced. Everyone else recognized the importance of what has happened, what was happening. The sun, which had been shining, grew dark. Day turned into night. The mountains split. The earth shook down on its foundation, and the bodies of the dead rose. Those marvelous events and the universal confusion proved the death of the God-man. O being of beings, thy destinies are unfathomable. O eternal yet hidden light, illuminate the darkness in which I am immersed. Scatter the cloud which does not admit thy beams into my soul and prevents it from being illuminated. Wandering far from thee, amidst confusion, I am lost in darkness which continually grows more intense. I have found the truth which I sought, and have become convinced of the reality of thy work of redemption, the fulfilled prophecies which assured me of the coming of the true Messiah, and so the testimony of those who heard his teachings, saw him, and wondered at his miracles. All this has reassured me. The sun itself, which contrary to the unchangeable nature laws, lost its light, preached the divinity in the man who died on the cross. Everything that followed established more firmly his divinity. His resurrection from the tomb that was watched by those who denied his subsequent appearances to those who did not yet believe. The spirit of truth that descended on those who confessed him, the miraculous spreading of his divine teachings, and the growth of his holy community, which endured unmoved in the midst of all the storms that were set in motion against Christianity. Yet Christianity was not destroyed by torture, death, or any other kind of persecution. All this testified to the divinity of our Savior, and everything confirms the perfection of our blessedness. I find all reasons to be calm and expect the fruits of universal renewal and marvelous effects of Jesus' death on the creature for on the creatures for whom he shed his blood. O God, full of mystery, whose omnipotence is resisted by creatures depending on thee, and whose wisdom remains hidden from us, thou enlightenest us, yet we sink back into darkness. Thou revealest thyself to us, but we do not acknowledge thee. Thou preparest us for the blessedness, but we turn away from it. Thou renewest us by the power of thy law, but we reject it. Thou puttest before us the example of perfection, but we struggle against our sanctification. Thou fittest the world with thy spirit, but the world does not admit thy influence. O God, how many contradictions there are in thy world, filled with omnipotence and wisdom. Thou didst give us thy laws, but we helpless creatures depend on it. Thee break thy ordinances, thou willest happiness and blessedness for thy creatures, but they ceaselessly look for their own destruction. Truth is oppressed by error, while virtue, thine image, which thou lovest and which thou hast promised to defend, becomes the victim of vice. Justice becomes the toy of gain. Innocence becomes the laughing stock of shamelessness, and piety becomes a disgrace in the eyes of madness. All this thou seest from thy heaven above, and yet thy vengeance remains the depth of thy unfathomable patience. O Lord, Lord of powers, thy heavens are still filled with the outcry of the righteous, while thine earth is watered with the tears of the virtuous. God, thou reignest and dost not yet allow the powers of nature to destroy the world which rises against thy holy will. The world is senseless to thy benefits. The world is blind to thine omnipresence, omnipotence, and justice. O Eternal One, thy highest love suffers our lawless breaking of thy holy and most just laws, but thou wilt not suffer this forever. Thine eyes penetrate the heart and the soul of thy truth, and thy truth waits all our thoughts and deeds. Not long will thy sun shine on the vain doings of the blind. Not long will thy truth remain unrecognized. Yet for a while thou wilt still be patient, and the years of thy kingdom to us will go by. Yet what meaning do days and years have? What are thousands of years as the mortals count them before thee? Thou wilt come as a judge of the living and the dead. Thou wilt come in the light and glory in order to separate virtue from the vice and to take innocence out of the net of falsehood. This will be terrible judgment, yet a just one, and will take place before all the nation of the earth. Then, great God, spare me. Be merciful to my soul standing before thy throne. Then, O Lord of powers, confirm the soul of righteous who have honored thy will as it was revealed to us by thee in Jesus, and unite them to thee, for thou art their beginning. Look then at the tears of the repentant sinner who will beg thee for mercy and blessings. Let Jesus' blood then give satisfaction for the ignorant for whom he prayed dying. O judge of the worlds, in thy hands there repose creation and nothingness, annihilation and eternity. eternity without beginning and end. How do you make my heart shake? Shall I be eternal? Thousands and millions of years will flow by, but I shall still reason and live, and yet more thousands and thousands and millions of years will pass, yet I shall not even approach the end of my existence. O Spirit of eternity, O life of my spirit, what number is sufficient to measure my existence when I shall live in thee? Whose years are eternal? Thou, O Eternal One, art my beginning and end. In thee all my powers are, in thee rests my soul. The creation of thy omnipotence and of the eternal object of thy wisdom and kindness, receive, O Father of beings, the offering of thy creature that sacrifices to thee its very self. Receive my imperfect thanksgiving for all thy mercies. I am thy creature, lead me into thine eternal kingdom, so that I may never die.